Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Scoutrout Radio. We are live from the Hilton Hotel on the Riverside in New Orleans at the Bayou Classic. We decided to cover this instead of the LSU game. It's at the Mercedes Superdome. We're really excited to be here. Check it out. Everybody on Scoutrout Radio that's tuning in, we are live on Facebook on my main page. I want to talk today about a little bit about Eddie Robinson, who I think is one of the greatest coaches. Well, I think he is the greatest coach ever in college football history. When you look up the history, and they never should have gave them wins back to Joe Paterno. I think that was crap, and he still should be the number one all-time coach in college football. When you read his resume, RIP to the man. He was a legend. For 56 years, he coached at Grambling, and freaking 408 wins later, 165 losses and 15 ties, Robinson coached every single game from the field and was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1977. He even got his own museum, which is pretty cool. So, like I said, we are here live. I got Coach Ford. I'm going to call in about 15 minutes. This game is pretty intense that we got going on here tomorrow. Grambling with a win, we'll play in the SWAC Championship. Grambling's head coach, Broderick Forbes, he had a lot to say about this game. It's been a heated week, very intense practices. They know what's at stake. Eric Dooley, the offensive coordinator, said, "We're going to storm the land and burn the ships. We're going to a place of no return." When I hear things like that, it makes me want to cover a game of this magnitude. I love 1AA football. I love HBCU football. It's intense. It's real. It's fast. That's bands you're going to see. And, I'm kind of sick of watching LSU and Alabama just run the rock 9 million times a game. So let's see a little air raid. Anyway, Southern's run game is intense. They got the two top rushers, Howard and Edwards, in the whole 1AA football. But Grambling's got one of the top defensive leaders in the country, junior linebacker De'Arius Christmas Jr., who is the leading tackler for Grambling State University. Let me drink my tea real quick. So we're excited to be here at the SWAC. It's got a lot of history. A lot at stake here today. Tomorrow's game. Tonight is the celebration that they do here in New Orleans. Let me show you around here. It's hard to see the live and everything quite, but I got Coach Ford to come over and talk about how OU is trying to say they are running back you when Roll Tide, I think they produce better running backs. But anyway, Marcus Dupree was the man. First buddy of mine that came to my head when he said OU in the Oklahoma football. And, of course, second Antoine Savage, who will be coaching at our All-American game. I have more for that as well. I just asked the former Cincinnati Bengal if he wanted to coach, and he said, "I can't coach. I'm not good at it." So I don't understand what that even means. So anyway, Scoutrout Radio is in New Orleans at the Bayou Classic. I'm waiting about 5-10 minutes, and I'm going to call in to Coach Ford, and we're going to discuss the topics that we wanted to talk about. But Grambling's head coach, Forbes, he said in the newspaper the other day that we are battle-tested. It's always setting us up for war, and right now we're training for war on Saturday. Pardo told reporters Tuesday, "You lose some battles, but we win the war. We lost battle one, but Saturday means war. It's win or go home." So I'm excited to be here for this game. I'm going to go live at the Superdome again, like I did for the Saints game. Show off the Superdome, Bayou Classic atmosphere. It's going to be lit down here. In New Orleans. I don't plan on sleeping tonight. I plan on working and scouting reports. I'm writing some here shortly. Working out of this nice hotel today. I'm not going to stay here again tonight. It got way too expensive for these events and stuff like that. So I found another place. But it's going to be fun down here today in New Orleans for the Bayou Classic festivities. Tonight there was a candle lighting ceremony the other night. They just pulled in right here. Hold on one second. So yeah, about to call Coach Ford, talk about whatever we talk about here. This matchup, tomorrow's matchup. LSU playing tomorrow too. I think they play Texas A&M. I'm not positive. I gotta check on that. So I was gonna go to that game, but since I'm here. And the Bayou Classic is going down. I think we're going to have to. But tonight, Scott Trout players playing. Got Braxton Reed still playing out in Oklahoma. They are in the semifinals or finals, I forget. But he showed me a great film. I mean, they're not throwing at this kid. He's a lockdown DB. Reminds me a lot of Pac-Man Jones when he was coming out and caused a lot of turnovers. Or a Honey Badger in today's game. Very, very athletic young man. Also playing tonight in the third round of the playoffs. Don't even know where that falls. In Alabama, they got so many dads on team. Freaking Parker McPhail, Mr. Clutch, automatic, Tulane, like in our article on Parker. He'd love to go to school at Tulane. Tulane's organization, the people there. He raps, he kicks, drops albums. Drops it over the center pole. That's all I care about. And I do listen to his music. But trying to think who else we got still going. Chemo was playing for a while out in Ohio. He got knocked out. Great player, flying Hawaiian. Can't wait to see. A lot of these guys down here in these parts, it's a 2018 Scout Trout All-American Bowl. Been a wild ride, you know. As I wrote the article, you're not allowed to play all American games or anything really at D1 stadiums or somewhere that they play at. I study all the rules intensively for your guys' sake, really. And so we had to find a new location, and that's why we kind of moved the picture, which I like it better, honestly. I think it's a better fit for what we do. I always hated looking at all-star games, and it was like, it looks like the stadium's empty. I mean, that's how ours is looking live. It ain't that many people. So, if you pack that, then thank God. But I mean, honestly, picture, you know, it's a perfect size, big venue, a lot of area to do things, little side shows and different things to do, and food and all that. And they're going to handle vending too on their part. So, there's a lot. That I have never done before. I usually had a partner help doing that side of things. And I was football mind, but, you know, everything came together so far perfectly. And we've got our jerseys, lots of them, tons of them. They're getting stamped and everything in Ohio. Thanks for the help on all that stuff. And, yeah, there's a lot going on. And then I'm out here trying to run Scout Trout Media. And it's going well. I mean, I enjoy this. It's brought a lot of exposure, a lot of stuff our way from the college organization. I love, like I said, these two programs are really, like, historical, good programs that it'll be a fun matchup to watch tomorrow live in the Superdome. It'll be way more of their atmosphere than the Saints game. I think I'm going to go to the Saints Panthers game as well on the, I think it's on 12-2. Possibly, we're going to see here in a minute, you know, see how things pan out the next few weeks. Dr. Brady report on Cam Baldy. Let me see what's on here. Let me see here. Because I'm supposed to call Coach Ford at 12:45. So I got another 6 minutes. Drink my tea, talk about more Scout Trout players. I see Mr. Akramir Bailey, Akramir in here too. He's a tank running back. Reminds me a lot of Mike Allstott back in the day. He used to truck people to Tampa Bay. I'd use that all day. I have a couple different types of offenses. You know, one, I want to get 3 to 4 yards every time. Keep moving chains. I played against Navy, and they just had a line that operated like a machine. They were smaller than us. They were overmatched. And they just were methodical about their little sneak pet blocks and their little fools, all the quick stuff they did. Find me a lot of the Jacob Paul type linemen, gets their blocks fast, strong knocks, but just doesn't look, you know, like, say, a SEC line. And, you know, a lot of them are really good, but some of them can't move, they're slow on their, you know, things like that. So when you start to examine things, that offense is very productive. Moving the ball down the field, and then, you know, obviously opens up a lot of play action stuff for you. So big plays, stuff like that. So I love that aspect of that player. We got a lot of great players. Devin Banderjack is another guy. You can hand the ball to him. Just watching him run into people, it's like, there ain't nobody gonna tackle that kid. Great lead blocker. I can see if I put him and Ackerman in the backfield together, good luck. I mean, it's just like a hammer down the field. And we got a great line. I am looking for more big guys from Team North. You're getting a little overmatched, so we gotta strengthen up that part. I'm talking to a kid from Kentucky. Fits 4, 285, 300 pounds. Moves very, really good. Talking to a few other players, so trying to keep these guys, trying to get them in here for these final spots. You know, have a good time with Mobile. Really, it's about getting you on that roster page, getting you set up for the game and everything, and then getting, you know, the scouting report. All that stuff, not the college coaches, they know who we are. Let me call Jeff here. I think you should be ready by now. What's going on, guys? Let me see. Jesse, is your phone not working, man? You didn't call me. I want you to call in the show. I should have put the call in number. Anyway, let's see here. Let me call Coach Ford. Got some things we need to talk about today. So, yeah, it's going to be a long couple of days at the Bayou Classic. Should have took a shower this morning. Got bedhead. Those hats. Takes care of every problem with my hair. The beanie. Check it out. Big hotel. There's 1,629 rooms. That's a lot of rooms. Coach Ford must not be ready yet on Scout Trout Radio. But, yep, Eddie Robinson, we're here today in honor of him because he should be the all-time winningest coach. Let's read. This is what Wikipedia has to say. I'll post it right now, but just so you have to see what Wikipedia has to say. It says, Eddie Robinson, Sr. was an American football coach. He coached the second most victories in NCAA Division I history and the third most overall. From July 2012 to 2015, Robinson held the Division I record as the highest 7 of Joe Paterno's wins had been vacated during the time as a result of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal and subsequent NCAA sanctions. With the restoration of wins by the NCAA in 2015, Paterno has again been recognized as a Division I record holder. That's some crap. Can't just give it to somebody and then take it away. Okay, let's get back into that. By the way, Jerry Sandusky and Robbie Gould were the guys I met in the locker room at Penn State on my official visit. Took me around. I'm glad I didn't choose Penn State. Anyway, they're a great program today, man. Turned it around, turned the corner. Good for them. My dad went to Pitt, so they actually played back then and were a rivalry. Not a huge fan of Pitt this season. Didn't have too good of a year, but, you know, he turned the corner. Download the Scout Trout app. You can step right there on your phone. Players. Works for me. Got lots of apps. But anyway, the world of scouting has changed. Everything's changing every day. The World Wide Web is a beautiful tool to help players get seen. Yeah, I was supposed to talk to Coach Ford about OU football, but we'll have to wait, see what he has to say. So the Superdome is going to have the Bayou Classic. I'm going to look at some tickets here now. Tickets, see what they cost. Probably going to be expensive, but I'm not going to go. I'll just stand out in the parking lot and dance and do trick shots on Scout Trout to do in the world. Backpacking. All right. Great app. LSU tickets. Plus them. Of course, pay $572, you can sit here. I'll sit there paying for the cheapest price. Half these seats are empty when I go to the game. Wow, rip people off. That's good. But they're playing Texas A&M, so. There it is. Bayou Classic. I can get a ticket up at the nosebleed. Just to keep up. Well, we're on Scout Trout Radio, so let's probably talk about some. Let's see. All-American game. We're going to have a lot of – we're going to have a skills challenge I'm putting together. I got to finish the playbook. I'm going to get all on that stuff this week. I wanted to wait until after this weekend. I got to get settled into a place here in New Orleans instead of hotel hopping. So we're looking at places, and we'll be ready to go with that hopefully by December 1st is when the moving dates were and stuff. So then we'll be down here training players in the heat all winter, college, high school, pro, whoever wants to train, Pop Warner. You can get down to New Orleans. I've already had some kickers hit me up wanting to train. One from North Carolina, Coach Boggs found him. I've already known him too, but I'm going to try and work with him, work with some guys, get him ready. Jesse, we got him getting ready for the draft. And whatever comes his way, he's ready. Great quarterback. All around, we got a lot of different things going on. What's up, Josh? How you doing? And just a whole bunch of great stuff. I wanted to enjoy this weekend and Thanksgiving and the Bayou Classic and everything like that. What's up, Delgado? How you doing, man? Spanish Thunder up there. He's got like a freaking cannon leg. High school kid. So many people to talk about today. Scout Trout. We have a beast line for our game, by the way. I mean, it is just... Let's go to Scout Trout, please, real quick. It is just an unbelievable... unbelievable line. Not all American contest. We got some guys that might end up playing in the HBCUs. I know Jerome Beezer has an offer from Howard. I think Liberty's talking to him too as well. I'm trying to remember all the different schools. His mom just sent me Tennessee State, TSU. She just sent me a short list. So he could end up actually playing at an HBC, at a Grambling. I'm just going to go down through the roster and talk about everybody today while we're here in New Orleans, Scout Trout Radio. Caleb Johnson's hand's getting better. He broke it. He'll be throwing the ball, swinging it. Tough kid. Catch a lot of heat for guys that don't get to throw the ball a lot, saying, why did you throw the ball? Well, yeah, they came to my camp. They came to my regional, and they showed out. So, kid's got a freaking rocket. What's the number one thing a college coach looks for? Then Howard, kid's fast. I got him at a 4-3. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth on that. The wind, I'm not going to make the kids run it against the wind. I ain't stupid. So he was running downhill. It looked pretty. So he probably ran a 4-5, 4-6. But, I mean, that gust of wind really does propel you. I ran a lot of 40s in my day. I have run 4-3s. I've run 4-5s. I've run 4-7s. I mean, it's different every day, but I also learned how to do it perfectly. Gentry Brayworth, I'm excited for him to come. He kind of got moved into like a Devin Smith situation. Last year I had a quarterback from Texas, got moved to linebacker, ended up freaking getting all state at linebacker. This kid got moved to slot in the quarterback position. Still has a lot of great throws he made in the game, like a Cordell Stewart on reverses and stuff like that. So he's going to be more of an athlete category, but we're all going to play in the quarterback. Brady Douthit, excited about him coming. He's a stud, just like a tank for a quarterback, but has a great football IQ. Throws on the run better than any quarterback I've seen, really getting out of the pocket, stuff like that. Caleb Johnson, I just talked about him. Rocket arm. I got a thick plasma profile. I don't know how that little part got taken out at the bottom, but 6'4", 210-pound quarterback, moves well in the pocket, throws well on the run as well. Extremely good player. Mason Reese, same thing, like a Tebow-type player, run you over and can deliver dimes down the sideline. Blake Sullivan, I really like him as well. I called him Cordell Stewart up chance, but he's a legit quarterback, pure quarterback. Talking about our Hogs, Sutherland, you're probably going to get moved to North. Hakeem Doss, monster, 6'6", 330. Kid's a tank. Kid's going to get up. He gets off the ball quick, too. And then whoever's in front of him just moves. Now, we got Jake Reif on the other side at center. That's going to be a matchup to watch. These two are going to be battling out. He's 6'3", 320. Jacob Hall is going to be lining up at fullback. Protect our quarterbacks for Team South, because Team North, because Team South got some rushers here, some rushers. Cali is getting moved over to North. Tristan Fuentes, great player, tough player on the interior line. Danner Dolanich, big athletic kid. Yale sent him a whole packet. Walt Weatherington, he's going through Michigan, just said how much they were really liking him. I have not shared that yet. He's also ended up on other schools around the area, like Shorter and other places like that. Edric Lynn, coming down from Canada to the Scout Trial All-American game. I see him really loving a place like Grambling, Southern, like that. I mean, the kid likes to have fun. He likes to dance, likes to do stuff. You know, good fit right there. Owen Tillis, very excited about that. He's a big kid from West Virginia coming down. Tank off the edge. Got to stop saying tank. Come up with a different word. Dylan Beneal, class of 19, 6'2", 270. He's going to be fun to watch on the line. Battling it out. Luis Castro coming all the way from California. Kimo Baldwin, we talked about him a little bit ago. Banzak as well. Chase Owens, Justin Anderson. I mean, there's two studs right there from Alabama and Mississippi. And that's really what it's been lately. A lot of Alabama kids, a lot of really good athletes. The game at 4 tomorrow, looking awesome. Probably should get in the tickets, so probably going to go up a lot. I do not know anybody at those universities. I was just down at Southern. Maybe I can shoot an email, get some sideline passes. Jordan Bento, excited for him coming to my game. He's like leading the state of tackles in Florida. I think it's 8A, but there's so many A's in Florida. I just think it's even smaller. Jake Lyons, he's a stud. I like him, a middle linebacker. He plays a lot of DN, but when you watch, just, you know, you got to look for lateral movement, agility, stuff like that if you're going to translate a guy from the line to move him back. But David Diller, yeah, that kid could play. I need to change his ACT score. I forgot to do that. He scored an 18 now, which makes him fully qualified Division I. Edward Moore Jr., kid's like a hybrid, very excited hybrid strong safety, OLB, can drop back and play the pass, and plays really good in the box. We talked about the all-stars of the world, Bailey Ackerman, James Turner, Tyler Taylor, Braxton Williams, great stories there. Braxton's been getting mail from a lot of schools recently after, you know, choosing to leave a junior college for all the right reasons. Cam Bosley, Tank, Jerome Bettis Jr. I would not want to tackle that kid. 5'10", 230, 235. I mean, truck stick all day. Don't get you 3-4 yards. Like I said, that offense I was talking about earlier. Nelson Ford, wouldn't want to run into that guy. He is, geez, elite. What a linebacker. Jalen Gabo reminded me of like a young Sam Mills, the way he got to the football. Man. Then we get to our skills, and our skills have really gotten elite. Tyler Borden from Alabama. Just Toberic, Tyler Borden guy reminds me of like little Wes Welker. Even though he is a running back, I could see him really playing in the slot pretty well. Same thing with, Toberic Kenny. He reminds me of like a freaking Walter Payton. That kid's a stud. Very elusive runner, very hard runner. Keeps his legs moving. Braxton Reed, like we talked about him earlier. Pac-Man, I call him Pac-Man Jr. You got Blake McCoy, stud. I mean, the list is just on and on. Blake McCoy, he just had surgery, went really well on his knee. Man, one of the fastest kids, one of probably the best players in the state of Ohio overall. He should get his shot. He's got a lot of mail from colleges. I always bounce back better and stronger from injuries, and he has a great work ethic, and I believe he is going to as well. Edge Flores is a great story. We're going to write about his mom had cancer, and he had to leave and go to Washington State to be with her. And he came back, and the coach said, "You're off the team because you're not a team player," because he left to go be with his mom who had cancer. You just put the pieces together. Riley Gibbs, amazing athlete. Over 2,000 yards rushing this season. Our all-purpose. I have his stats. I was going to post to talk about that, too, today. He's on my list. Just, that kid's a phenomenal. Phenomenal all around. Can line up safety 42, as shown on my scout trial minicamp. Lots of Ohio region. You know, great athlete. Garrett Dolanich, he punts the crap out of the ball, but he also is a wide out tight end prospect that really will, you know, put on a show from what I've seen on the football field. North Texas has been in communication with him and many other schools. Ty Wiley, I call him my super slot. Kid don't take no crap from anybody. He'll go across the middle, break the game wide open. Ty's one of the best basketball players we have, too. Scout Trout as a point guard. Overall athleticism, kid is a stud. Let's scroll down here. Interesting prospect, Gerald Shepard, out of Minnesota. Tons of mail. The whole Big 12, Pac-12, I mean, everybody gets to pick it up. Every day I get something new from him. He's really really expanded his recruiting horizon. You know, 6 foot, 170-pound safety, comes downhill, makes plays, great tackler. Lincoln Septic has some two offers on the table. I think the D1 caliber wide receiver, 6'3", 205, really can get loose. Great shuttle time, great 40, great overall athletic. Kendrick Gillespie out of Tennessee. The Gillespie family is a long line of great athletes. This kid's one of the top return men in the state of Tennessee. He's been, when he went on his camp tour, tore up everybody in his very astute athlete, very smart, 3.7 GPA, 21 ACT, can get loose and ghost on you in a minute. Juwan Phillips, supposedly Michigan is very interested in him. He goes to Mae Jemison High School, hits like a ton of bricks. He's from Alabama as well. We'll be playing Scout Trout All-American game, All-American Bowl. Let's not forget it's a bowl now. Jalen Lake, class of 2019, Ohio. This kid, Ohio State is interested in him. He's getting a lot of mail. Pitt, Ohio, a lot of, in that region. When you watch him go up and get a high point in interception, it's a special thing to see. So then we got Adam Prim. He showed up at my Illinois regional and put on a show. Very good route runner, very smart player. I mean, most of the Ivy League has contacted him. with his amazing score of 33 on the ACT. Another high academic player we have is Harrison Brewer, Stanislaus, Mississippi. 3.8 GPA, 29 ACT, great inside slot runner, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type, can get loose on you in a minute. Derek Rue, linebacker, strong safety, we're going to be playing him at corner DB, 5'8", 170 pounds, in the tight school. I've never seen a kid with that amount of size, small-wise, you know, play so tough in the box. The coverage skills are out of this world. So we're really excited about Rue coming down to the scout trial. Trey Ranson is another one from class of 19 that really stood out to me. He came to my Tennessee regional combine, and just unbelievable athlete overall. He could line up in the slot for you. I love him as a strong safety DB, but you know, he can pretty much line up anywhere. Aaron Watkins, great running back coming from Canada, teammates of Edric Ring, plays their football Clarkson North. Very excited about him. About 5'8", 200-pound tank. You know, very shifty. Breaks a lot of tackles. Sean Anderson, out of Picayune High School in Mississippi, is very fun to watch. We got a lot of great stable of horses at the Scout Trial All-American Bowl, just like they're going to have tomorrow at the Bayou Classic. Daryl Trammell, our little super slot speed back. He's about 5'5", 150. We'll get him loose out on the edge. Little well-known fact, very little-known fact. Last year in NCAA football, the smallest player was 151 pounds, and he led the nation in receiving yards. So you really ain't going to shake. Shut up, Bog. You need to shave. You need to shave. You need to, I don't know what you need to do. You need to go put your hoodie on and your gold grill. You should call in instead of me just talking to myself. Okay. And then we have Joe Jackson. Interesting prospect, 6'1", 180, out of Richwood, Illinois. Guess what? I built on this website. Anyway, very good prospect. Lots of mail coming his way, too. I've been sharing it. It's on Instagram, Murph, @Murph_Trout. That's where everything usually goes first, then the Facebook business page. Presley, another injury for Team North. So that's kind of why we started stacking Cali and everything. We're going to stack Cali with North. We're going to stack Oklahoma with North. We've had some injuries. Jermaine Presley went down, one of the top return men out of the state of Virginia. Extremely impressed with him. Just talked about Beezer and his HBCU offers. He's 6'4", 180-pound wide receiver, very big wingspan. I mean, he just reaches out, you know, catches the football. I'd love to throw to him all day. Dalton Bellinger, great overall athlete, quarterback, wide receiver. Can pretty much do it all. Likes playing wide receiver better, he said. Nick Channel, out of Kansas. Very great athlete. D1 caliber athlete that getting a lot of love, a lot of looks, but I see some offers coming out for him soon. He's got great grades as well. High academic player, 4.2 GPA. I don't even know how you get a 4.2. Rocket science, I guess. And then at 28 ACT. Brandon Rudolph is the man. I watch this. I mean, this kid's film's really, really, really good. He's an athlete. Very excited for him. He's another athlete out of the great state of Alabama. Then Cameron Baldy is actually going to get written after, about after I eat lunch. And he's a great athlete as well that just signed up for the Scout Trial All-American Bowl. We're going to see who wants to recruit him, who's interested in his skill set. Aldo Martinez from Progreso, Texas. That's all the way down, down by the border. He'll be coming up. I had him kicking it first in the out of the kickers, and he's going to be playing wide receiver. He likes playing wide receiver better. But he'll also be working out our kicking challenge if he wants to. I've seen some nice balls. Jeremy Mavity, out of California, another extremely talented young man who will be joining us in the Scout Trout All-American Bowl. Jalen Simmons, he's fun to watch. He's out of Georgia. Another extremely great route runner. great set of hands, speedster. He'll be very dynamic slot for Team Sal. And then our specialists. We got Max Pedusta, Seren Hughes, Ford, coming from Colorado. And then we got Michael Benson and Parker McPhail for Team North. Like I said, Parker's playing tonight in the playoffs. Max has one of the strongest legs, and Benson. Those two have some of the strongest legs I've seen, and Seren's one of the best punters, I think, in the nation when it comes to just hitting the ball high and far. To really hang it, really blast it, and produce it, probably got the chance. Probably has the strongest overall leg in the country from what I've seen. So Parker has a very strong leg as well. He's extremely accurate on field goals. His team uses a squib kick being downfield, so you really gauge a lot of that. But we're going to do some workouts and stuff. And then, it's just going to be exciting. Exciting event down in Mobile with the roster we put together so far. I'm excited. I'm excited to start this playbook, start strategizing for the game. We're using the Coach Me app. I think I've added everybody or sent a request to everybody. If you don't get it, let me know. Because I'm going to draw the plays on there. It's easier, and then everybody can just look at it once to change stuff. But if you know me and how I can't, I do everything on a whiteboard that can erase. Because to me, it's all up here anyway, but I know it's not to you guys, so I want to have it online. And then, I kind of just go with it for my quarterbacks. I really kind of base everything off of my quarterbacks. It's good for everybody. Different reads, different option routes, going 1-5, progression, finding the check down. The most important thing, that was the precious thing for me as a quarterback in my mini camp, is to be able to do that. Is 1, 2, 3, 4. They're not there. Boom. Check that. Boom. Boom. That's when you really start to see how a guy can develop quick. Intellectually, anyway. We are here. So. I don't know why my camera works this. I can't get it to work for the film, but I have to figure that out. But we're live on Scout Trout Radio. Let's call Coach Ford again and see if he's ready. Yo, Coach, still time with the last few. Okay.
Let me go. How much time do you have,
man? We got 20 minutes.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Coach?
Coach. Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, man? You're live on Scout Trout Radio.
Okay, so we still got a few minutes, huh?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You hear me?
I was just talking about the game. Yeah, I can hear you. I was just talking about the game and everything. And, the 44th annual Bayou Classic. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see Southern roll in. And, it's going to be a lot of history in this game, a lot of cool stuff. So, but how you been, man?
Great. How you been?
Man.
Pretty good?
Just working. Yeah.
Right.
Just working. I'm live.
Yeah, I've been on Daddy Daycare. It's been fun, though. Yeah, I'm on vacation right now from being a teacher, so. You know, got the whole week off for Thanksgiving, just being doing the Mr. Mom thing while my wife's at work.
That's always fun,
that
right?
That was fun. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I ate enough yesterday for everybody.
Mobile's going to be a good time. I was going to come up tonight, but I literally got on my app and said, I need a rental car. And it was only $50 for a day to come up there and back. And there is none, so I have to wait till tomorrow.
It happens that way, doesn't it?
Crap, but, yeah, well, it's packed down here. Made me want to stay, though, once I've seen, like, the festivities and, like, they're having, like, the HBCU band thing tonight, and, like, I'm going to check all that. They have a parade through New Orleans, so I'm going to check all that stuff out. And it's going to be interesting because I've never really been, I've always watched it on TV and stuff, so this looks like it's going to be a fun time.
Right.
But, Maybe we'll see Kevin or Kel playing in this game one day.
Yeah, maybe. Or who knows? Who knows by then? Maybe they'll be playing in the game tomorrow. Maybe they'll be in the Alabama Auburn Iron Bowl, huh?
Well, that one's big too, obviously.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know what's weird? Yeah. You know what's weird? Oh yeah, man. The LSU, that's one of my all-time favorite teams. My dad says all the time, if he wouldn't have grown up an Alabama fan, if he had to pick a SEC team, he'd probably pick LSU, just because it's so fun. You know, like partying with the fans and their traditions and, you know, their style of play and whatnot.
I just wanted to jump in and play with
Tiger.
He looked like he would fight you.
That's funny. Hey, got some.
What's that?
No, I said I got some good facts for you, real quick. You know what's crazy is in that game, Southern's actually up in the series 36-32. Even though I do believe that Grambling's got more national championships than they do at 9. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool fact.
That's what the series is at now, like 32.
Yeah, and it's Southern, even though with Eddie Robinson, he won 9 black national championships. He had a 909% win total.
Well, I was just reading what they said about Eddie Robinson. They had him at number 1 for win, and then they put him at number 2. And after they gave Paterno back the wins for, like, the years that all that stuff happened.
Yeah, that's bull. But, hey, two of my favorite. Yeah. No, not Paterno, definitely not being my favorite. But I was going to say, two of my favorite quotes are actually by Eddie Robinson. I got them for you right here. So it says, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. And then one I like to use a lot is leadership, like coaching, is fighting for the hearts and souls of men and getting them to believe in you. Two good ones.
Wow. No wonder he won so many games.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Some other fun facts. Tomorrow at the Iron Bowl, supposedly there's supposed to be, like, at least 7 NFL teams, Falcons, Bills, Browns, Colts, Rams, Raiders, Steelers, and that's all that they're finding out as of right now. And they've got Calvin Ridley ranked as the top wide receiver in the college game. And then you got some big matchups with Daron Payne at defensive tackle, taking on offensive guard Braden Smith for Auburn. You got SEC leading rusher Kerryon Johnson for Auburn. Then number 7 on the college quarterback power rankings is Jared Stidham for Auburn. One name they're really not talking a lot about, and I don't even know why he's not. I mean, I guess because he has to share the ball, but they're pretty much like Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara for the Saints, but that's the tandem of Damian Harris for Alabama. It's like a Mark Ingram, and then you've got their version of Alvin Kamara with Josh Jacobs. Even line him up at the slots. So I think Hurts is going to be a big factor in the game tomorrow, but they need to run to set up the pass. The offensive line is going to have to run block well because, with some play action, maybe even throwing a blocking back, like a H-back or a fullback for Bama with some more traditional stuff. Hit the tight end, maybe even go double tight some, open up some backside stuff. But, control the game, control the clock, control the chains, get out of there.
Who do you think is going to win, Alabama or Auburn?
Yeah, I got Alabama winning like 35-17. And it's probably going to be closer than that, but that's what I'm going with. But, of course, I'm a Bama fan, so.
Yep. I think it's going to be closer. I think it's going to be like 20-17. Alabama's kicker's going to miss another 2 field goals. They're going to call Parker tomorrow.
I thought about that. Yeah. They'll be like, McPhail, we got you, son. Come on.
Hard to go to Southern Miss or Tulane. They can go with Paducah, too. I mean, he can put it through the upright from deep.
Right.
So I got a couple kickers this year. I got Benson, too. I mean, I got three really good kickers, and I got one really, really good punter. So, I mean, there's a good opportunity there from what I've seen. And they're scholarshiping a kicker now. They didn't used to do that. So Yeah,
right.
It's all about just going with an in-state guy and having them walk on until they start having nightmares. And NFC ball, you know, reminds me a lot about, like, the way the AFC North used to be played. It's just, like, you know, a lot of hard hitting, a lot of running the football, a lot of ball control.
Smash mouth.
And in games like that, smash mouth games like that, you need a solid, I don't know. Like, he's just, like, that guy.
He puts the foot in football. You've got to have, yeah. You might have to settle for kicking. I mean, kind of like Bama that year in the, yeah, like Bama that year when they, you know, had to beat LSU. Was it 21-0 in the dome? And they kicked for the majority of the game. So I mean,
Jeff Reed. I was saying with Jeff Reed with the Steelers, he couldn't hit from outside of, every time he got outside of like 48, 49 yards, he'd shank it. But they knew every time within 48 yards, that thing was going in the goalpost. So, and they knew that that's all that mattered. That's how they won games. So, it's like they kept a little chip shot kicker around who had a weenie leg, and it won games, though. And that's what I said about a lot of kickers. You know, all our kickers can hit from outside of 50. Some of them can hit 65. Like, it's crazy. So, but I stress more accuracy. And because in games like that, these smash-mouth football games, all them points are going to matter in the end. But, you know, I'm really interested in the LSU game tomorrow too, Texas A&M. That's going to be a real good one. I thought about going down there, but you know.
Wait, are they playing A&M or are they playing Arkansas?
No, they're playing the Aggies.
They've changed it now because used to the day after Thanksgiving it would be LSU Arkansas for Battle of the Boot. But everything's changed now. I mean, like. And you got Egg Bowls on Thanksgiving, you know, yesterday. Man, what a horrible ankle injury for Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
They were, like, gunning for his ankle, too. That's horrible.
Who played yesterday?
Well, State played Ole Miss. Yeah, I didn't either. I was too busy with the family and throwing the football with little dudes.
Came down at the end. I watched the second run of it at, like, 3 in the morning because I should have took a nap, but it was a good game. I'm excited about everything we got going on, and I'm ready to come back to Mobile and put some work in. Let me know.
Yeah, man, we'll get some routes going.
We'll talk to the lady about the hotel for the host.
All right.
And then I'll come out.
I'll call them later.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And just try and get some of that stuff done for our players that are coming from a ways away. I'm getting a lot of questions, and get that done because I put on there. I want to get as many people at the same place. So there's some people already booked, which is fine. But we're gonna have a meeting room. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I'm gonna get going here soon. I got a lot to do today, and then figure out how we're gonna do this game. I think I got some friends coming down here, so we're going to just go cover this and maybe go live at the Superdome tomorrow for the Classic. Yeah, I think it's something I can't pass up. I just think it's going to be a fun time. It will be.
Yeah, I'd come down there, man, if I didn't have a little man and the girls to watch.
Yeah, I know. What time is the Iron Bowl tomorrow?
2:30 Central Time.
6:30?
No, 2:30 CBS.
Oh, okay.
I do believe. Yeah, 2:30 Central Time. That midday game.
Gonna,
I know you'll be watching that. You're going to miss
it.
How?
I'm going to watch it. The game's at 4:00 tomorrow. The Bayou Classic. But yeah, the game's at 4:00, so I don't know how I'm gonna get there. I mean, how I'm gonna watch it.
Dude, somebody will have that game on.
I
promise you. Yep, I said somebody's gonna have that game on.
Yeah.
I mean, Ingram played there. Ingram played at Bama. You know they're gonna have it on.
Yeah. True.
You know, I love Peyton Manning and everything, but they're doing like the top. I have just started tuning into this, but on CBS right now they've got top 10 college quarterbacks of all time. They have Peyton Manning right now. They're at number 2. He's ranked number 2. I'm like, how do you give him number 2 if he never won a national title? Not even one.
I mean,
we're not talking about his pro career. We're talking about his college career.
He wasn't that good in college. I mean,
he never beat Florida. Four straight years he lost.
What's Eric Crouch ranked? Eric Crouch was my dude. Is he even on there?
Weird.
Eric Crouch was the best quarterback ever to play the game in college. So was Tommy Frazier. That whole Nebraska team.
They had Tommy Frazier. I'm gonna say Tommy Frazier. Dude, if Peyton Manning's number one, even though Danny Werfel are only 1-1, huh? Might as well put Danny Werfel ahead of Peyton in college.
As a passing quarterback, Danny Werfel was the man. But I'm talking about.
Yeah, he threw fades like in slants all day long, better than anybody. But dude, really, Danny Werfel. I mean, Tim Tebow's got to be number one. He's got to be in college. We're talking about college quarterback. He's got to be number one. And then Tommy Frazier, of course, he was like, I forget if they ranked him like 3, 4, or 5 a minute ago.
I mean, look at the Chase Daniels of the world. I mean, Chase Daniels was.
Oh, yeah, I love Chase Daniels. But he never won a title.
We're going
to throw titles in there. We might as well throw. Dude, you got to mention the titles. A.J. McCarron, he might as well be in the top 10.
Colt Brennan.
Yeah. No, definitely not. I'm not even going to put Crouch up there because he couldn't do anything against 0-1 Miami. I mean, he was good in the Big 12, but he couldn't even beat Colorado. I mean, electrifying player, but I'm going with, you know, I'm a clutch factor guy, so, I mean, it's
My boy, he's the head coach of Texas Tech, Cliff Kingsbury.
He was good. He could sling it.
Yeah.
He could sling it, for real.
And he's a head coach. I mean, that's.
Yeah, and he's rocking the Ray-Bans.
And he's rocking.
Yeah, go back to you. Maybe they should hire Tommy Frazier. Look, Tim Tebow is number one on top 10 greatest college quarterbacks. They've got Tebow at number one. I'll agree with that. College. I'll go with that.
Tebow, to me, is like the best running quarterback of all time. I don't know. I like his jump passes and stuff like that.
Oh, I love the jump pass.
Crouch could get out in the corner and sling it too, but they just didn't do it very often. It was more.
Yeah, he could catch it too.
Pound. But
yeah, he didn't have anything to go along with him.
Really,
I was a Danny Werfel guy. I gotta admit, even though I was like, okay.
I love Danny Werfel too, but he had Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier is a quarterback genius.
Oh yeah.
One quarterback I know has ever liked playing for him. So. From what I've heard.
They all look like it was a horrible experience. Like, it was abusive.
That was Garcia that told me that, though. So it was only one. So the rest of them might have liked him. Steven Garcia didn't like
right.
him in South Carolina.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that.
I still have his phone number. He's opening up a training compound down in Florida somewhere.
That'd be good.
Talked to him about it one day and never heard anything back. Yeah, maybe he'll hit me up again.
maybe not, but you know, I mean, you'll keep rocking and rolling.
I know he seems like a cool dude, but let me see how much time we got left on this show. We got about 6 minutes. I'm starving.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want? What were you saying about OU earlier about how they tried?
Let's talk about that. So all of a sudden there's these new recruits. One of them is a guy who used to play like receiver for Texas A&M back in the 90s, when was a linebacker for A&M. But his son's going to go to OU and play running back, I guess it is. And they're getting some pretty good recruits, but they're trying to claim that they're running back you. And I'm like, look, until you win some natties, you cannot take that from Bama, you know? I mean, like, you can't.
UCLA tried to claim to be quarterback you.
Nah. Hey, but I will say this, and, you know, we're all wrong about things sometimes, but he did look pretty good in that game against USC, the quarterback. But nobody knows what anybody's really going to be.
Darnell.
The quarterback kid for UCLA. Yeah, he looked pretty good.
No, Rosen. Rosen's UCLA.
Yeah, Rosen. Darnell. He looked good.
They're both like, no.
Hey, I'll tell you somebody that looked good yesterday. Go ahead.
There's been a lot of glitches in the system. Like, when you watch, I watched them look at the season of work, like, it's not what it was projected to be at the beginning. Not even close. So, No. Who are we talking
and
about?
How good really is USC's defense. But no, I was going to say somebody that me and you have both liked since he was in college and felt like if he could get a good shot, that he had a good arm and pocket presence as anybody, and he's proven it yesterday off a 9-2 team. Case Keenum.
Oh yeah, that's my dude.
He's a baller. Yeah, I mean, like I don't think. I mean, like okay, Bradford's got pinpoint accuracy, but Keenum's just as good with the accuracy and just a good arm. And then not only that, he can run better. And Bradford's like prone to injury, but like, dude, Teddy Bridge or Bradford. They're never getting that job again. That's Case Keenum's job.
When I watched him at Houston, he had one of the quickest releases you'll ever see. Like, he just out. It's fast. It's on point. And he just gets the ball. He knows how to get the ball to the playmakers. And, you know, I love the way that was one of my favorite quarterbacks, you know, that I thought, you know, kept getting a raw deal everywhere he went. And now he's getting a shot and really showing, a lot. But, I'm excited about the All-American. You have a lot of Case Keenum-like guys, you know, that might be, you know, not – they say aren't tall enough or something like that, but, you know, they know how to put the ball in the money. Jameis Winston looks the part, but he don't set his feet properly. He don't do anything. He's, like, half the time he's, like, got this cocked open, like, stance that doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, you know me and you being shorter quarterbacks growing up, when we were coming up or whatnot, but you know, it's one of those things, and that's why I think it's easier for us to work with a shorter quarterback because we know, you know, what it takes to play that role. But Russell Wilson, I mean, you know, it don't get too much better than him in the game. He may be pound for pound the best overall quarterback when it comes to all the attributes, all the tools. And, I mean, he's the shortest that's really ever played. Hey, one of the best arms ever, my dad had me growing up watching this guy, Sonny Jurgensen, that used to play for the Eagles and the Redskins. And quarterback for Lombardi, you know, after he retired from the Packers. One of the strongest arms of all time right there, Sonny Jurgensen. So, you know, 5'9", 5'10 guy. Fran Tarkenton, was he really 6 foot tall? Flutie for sure. I'm a huge Doug Flutie fan. We could go on. I mean, there's plenty of guys. Breeze is barely, you know, at 6 foot. Flutie. What we talk about, a drop back, straight drop sometimes.
No, how he squared his shoulders towards the line of scrimmage instead of
right.
Dropping one way.
Now, hey.
Opening up one way. You can see the whole field that way better.
What do we talk about? I grew up watching repeatedly, and my dad dropped back like that, and he was an All-State QB and linebacker, late 70s. But it was the Flutie, Bernie Kosar game with the Hail Mary. So both of those guys had like a straight drop. And Marino at times, you know, I like the way Marino's footwork was. I grew up watching a lot of Marino. So
yeah,
all three of those guys I kind of modeled my game after. Right. Yeah.
We got to be able to under pressure. You're not always going to be able to throw from the same arm angle every time. We got 90 seconds.
You're not going to be able to worry about your steps either. Have you ever noticed with Marino, he was really just kind of shuffling. He really wasn't dropping like all that much, worried about a step. He would, and then it wouldn't even it'd be in the middle of the drop. It would just be like, get rid of it, throw it, get rid of it.
Well, when they teach like
hot.
When
it's coming out hot,
quarterbacks when they teach to get depth and open up and get deep in the pocket and stuff, they lose that their base gets thrown off, and then they're throwing off balance, and they're not really it's not in the right positioning. I like keeping the feet closer together. Keeping your base, your power. That's where all your power comes from, where you're going to, you know, torque and stuff like that. But
I actually have a video of a guy that was a NFL QB coach and worked with the Bears and McMahon and some stuff. And my dad had me watch this years ago. But, like, he actually taught about not worrying about how deep you were taking on your drop, but actually being able to keep your feet closer together and then being able to throw almost falling back, you know, off balance. That's where you'd have to learn to make a lot of your throws. And if you couldn't do it, then you weren't going to be a great quarterback. Comes from the awkward moments, you know.
But good job today.
Yeah.
No, good job today. And I'll talk to you in a little bit. Let me know about the hotels and stuff. But thanks for
coming
on Scoutrout Radio. You did a great job at the end of the day. And, you know, time for the Bayou Classic. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, Coach. All right, man. Thanks, man. God bless. Talk to you later.
All right, boss. Talk to you in a little bit.